I, Juan de Pareja, by Elizabeth Borton de Trevino. Dedication. To my dear friend, Virginia Rice. 1. In which I learn my letters. I, Juan de Pareja, was born into slavery early in the 17th century. I'm not certain of the year. My mother, who was called Zulima, was a very beautiful black woman, and though she never told me who my father was, I suspect that he was the keeper of one of our master's warehouses, a white Spaniard who could not afford to buy her. But I know that he did give her a golden bracelet and gold hoops for her ears. She died when I was about 5, and I was not told any more than that she had flown away to heaven. I have always wondered what happened. Perhaps my life might have been different if she had survived. It is likely that she died of a fever or some other illness. Seville, where we lived, was seldom without fear of the plague, for so many ships from foreign ports sailed up the Guadalquivir to tie at our docks, and anyone who died of a mysterious malady was hastily buried, in fear and trembling, and in the hope that he had not brought us the pest. I missed my mother terribly, for she had always rocked me to sleep in her arms, even when I was a large child, and she sang to me softly in her deep, rich contralto. Even now that I am an old man, and have come through so much, I can close my eyes and hear her voice humming the songs I loved, feel her arms around me, warm save for the pressure of her golden bracelet, and enjoy for a fleeting moment that sense of safety and of love with which she surrounded me. She was a tender creature, lavish with small caresses and kindnesses. When she sat sewing on the mistress's garments, in the light of an evening,